I will wind this down with a poem, or at least part of the poem. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's been a long night. But before I read this poem, I have to tell you something. And then I will conclude this. I have been diagnosed with cancer, if you don't know that. I have cancer basically through me. It is terminal. I have no odds with that, nor any questions whatsoever. I should have been gone a year ago. They have given me about 800, actually 800, that's what the price is, $800,000 worth of drugs in my body. They cannot give me the chemo or the radiation because of Agent Orange. And I said, thank God for Agent Orange. And they told me that the drug is working. About a month ago, I was diagnosed further with brain cancer. And what was something about that was they got half of the cancer, and I had 20 clumps in my head, and then they took them out. And sometimes my voice gets weak, and sometimes I get a little, but it's not that bad. Sometimes I forget things. And that's not bad either, because there are some people I do not want to remember. So I wanted to level with all of you. I don't know if you knew that, and I don't know if you came here for that reason. But I am going to be around for a little while yet, because I know I was sent here by the sender. Now, you can determine that any way you wish. I know that I have got to do some things. The sad part is that I have not done enough. That is something that I know. Now, it is not noble, it is not cavalier, because I am neither that, nor not noble, nor cavalier. I don't approach. I just know that things will occur, and when it does, and when I am called, I will leave. That is as simple as that. I will be here for a while, I believe, but we will see. But that is, I wanted to square with you in case you did not know. If some of you know, I hopefully, to what limitations you did know, I wanted to remove all doubt. You have honored me by this. You have honored me by going, come see. You have honored all of that. Now, I took this title of the book, of course, from Charles Bukowski. I flipped it on him, but he was a thief, too. He stole Catcher in the Rye of Ham on Rye. So it's tit for tat, my man. Okay. Dog is a love from hell. Oh, I'll read it for you. It's not. I might as well conclude it and read it. Let me see. It's not that brutal. All right, let's have some fun with you. Besides, I'm going to test my voice. Always asking, what is the message? Asking yourself over and over, what is the message, over and over again and again, asking and asking, begging for an answer. Years turn to years, knowing you have escaped from the fires of hell, and not many would understand, no matter how many times you try to explain or paint a picture. And I tell you true, the gates of hell are locked unless you unlock them, having the key. And the key, my friend, can only be found in your heart and soul. And again and again, and the key can only be found in your heart and soul. To love a God that needs not your love, but to love deeper than the blood of a sin, that kind of blood, that kind of sin. I just maybe don't understand. You must look into the fire of hell, and the fire burns deep inside and burns forever once you have seen hell. Keep in mind the key, always the key. Never forget the key, the key. Never forget the key. Song sung like an angelus prayer, suffering the incarnation with the pain of oath, and the bell that falls, you fall to your knees because you dare to look into the fire, and always the heat burning deep inside your soul, having touched the scorched earth and felt the pain of the Mother Earth, and the mother that wailed when you told her that her daughter had been shot twice in the back of the head for no other reason that she was there. Wrong place, wrong time. And the boy was shot in the small of his back, and how the bullet ripped through his heart, and how he ran for three city blocks like a wounded deer, and you followed the trail. You looked at the blood, and the blood had bubbles, and you knew that he had been alive for a moment, and fear chasing him like the echo of the 9mm round that claimed him. And go back to the drunken Negro that tried to jump off the bridge, and how you grabbed him and held him by his belt, his feet dangling over death, and how you threw him on the asphalt, and how he brush burned his forehead, dirt and blood mixed. How you watched as the cops threw him in the wagon. You remember the sound of his body hitting the steel floor, and they called him, you stinky motherfucker, and how your heart pounded and pounded as the wagon drove away, and you sat on the curb and looked far into the night sky. And go back to the rockets and mortars, and how you were afraid, praying as everything burned and smelled of sulfur, and you prayed lying in a ditch, trying to get away from the madness. Tell of the whiz of bullets, and how you sat on Buddha Hill and watched the F-100s flew and hundreds of bombs to be dropped from heavens. Tell them of the fire of hell. Tell them of the cobras and the red flames that from hell, how the flames poured down to the earth. Tell them of the napalm and how it burned and scorched the earth. And the madness has always followed you, like when you find the man in the Horton's department store shaking and stinking, lying there, just lying there like a wounded animal having shit and piss his pants. Tell them of the 15-year-old little boy that died from the overdose, drug overdose, and how his blue eyes and blonde straw hair. Tell them of the fires. Tell them of Jerry, how he crashed on his Harley and broke every bone in his body, and how you cried, if it matters to anyone. Tell them of the old man and the shotgun trap, and how the man was cut in two, and how his body laid in a dirty wooden porch, and his guts open to the July sun, and how the flies came, and how there was a trickle of blood running down from his mouth. Tell them of the fires of hell. Tell them of the boy that hung himself in the dirty jail in Homestead, and you cut him down and felt the weight of his cold, dead body. Tell them of Ebony, how she was an honor student at Westinghouse, and she was going to plan her graduation, and she was shot because she was between the madness of innocence. Tell them of Valerie and how she was killed on Christmas, and her last words were, "I'm hit." Tell them of George, how he had been shot twice in Vietnam and once by accident while driving through the Strip District by some asshole that was shooting at random, and how the bullet went through his leg. Tell them how he thought he was being followed by a motorcycle gang because he had lost it. His mind gone, his madness made him stick the gun in his mouth. Tell them of Bear, how he drank himself to death. Tell them of Bouncer, how he drank himself to death. Tell them of Sabo, how he drank himself to death. After being held hostage by a shotgun, and how the madman shot the police car windows out. Tell them about Perry, who also ate his gun on Christmas. But you knew him once when he smiled and loved his wife. Tell them of Amber. Tell them how she weighed more than the earth. And tell them and tell them and tell them and tell them again. Tell them of the many bosses that had no backbone and how you were they were weak men, so very weak. And they all had high-pitched voices like little girls or like someone was holding their balls with a pair of pliers. Tell them how you were surrounded and you didn't belong in the projects and you didn't have time for a prayer. You had to pretend you were capable of blowing their brains out. And you couldn't let a muscle twitch in your face because they would have seen you were drawstring scared. Tell them of the body parts found in the dumpster. And it was a young woman. Tell them, tell them, tell them. Go on and measure 10 times, 10 times, 100, 1,000 faces and story after story you've heard. Tell them of the oath that you took and not the oath of man, but the oath that you made to yourself and how you felt the stigmata of Francis. Tell them of the promise you made no man would ever break you. Tell them how you have walked the earth inside your soul. Tell them of the promise. Tell them and again and again and again and again that the message is love and dog is the love from hell. Ladies and gentlemen. Thank all of you. Thank all of you. Thanks for the money out here, guys. That will make a difference in a kid's life.